Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, The Angel. It's the title of today's story. Once upon a time, there was a child ready to be born. One day, the child asked Allah, "They tell me you are going to send me to earth tomorrow, but how am I going to live there being so small and helpless?" God replied, "Among the many angels, I have chosen one for you. She will be waiting for you and will take care of you." Said child, "But tell me, here in heaven, I don't do anything else, busting and a smile. That's what I need to be happy." God replied, "Your angel will sing for you every day, and you will feel your angel's love and be happy." "And," said the child, "how am I going to be able to understand when people talk to me if I don't know the language the men talk?" "That's easy," God said. "Your angel will tell you the most beautiful and sweet words you will ever hear. And with much patience and care, your angel will teach you how to speak." The child looked up at God, saying, "And what am I going to do when I want to talk to you?" God smiled at the child, saying, "Your angel will teach you how to pray." The child said, "I've heard on earth there are bad men. Who will protect me?" God replied, "Your angel will defend you, even if it means risking life." The child looked sad, saying, "But I will always be sad because I will not see you anymore." God replied, "Your angel will always talk to you about me and will teach you the way to come back to me, even though I will always be next to you." At that moment, there was much peace in heaven, but voices from earth could already be heard. The child, in a hurry, asked softly, "Oh God, if I'm about to leave now, please tell me my angel's name." God replied, "Your angel's name is of no importance. You will simply call her Mother."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Lantern, and I am your brother in faith, Ali. Today, we are going to talk about the status of mothers from an Islamic, or let's say, religious perspective. Let's go and talk about one of the other religions, of past religions, let's say Christianity. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus the Christ, and he, from the very beginning, from his birth, actually took good of his mother. When he says, "وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا," "Oh Allah, make me kind towards my mother." You see, from early birth of his, Prophet Isa alayhi salam asked Allah and prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the chance and opportunity to be kind towards his mother. So we see how beautifully past religions and let's say the prophets of God have portrayed and pictured the place and the status of mother in our eyes. But now, let's talk about the perspective about the status of mother in the from an Islamic perspective. In Islam, first, let's look at Al-Quran. Then, inshallah, we shall go to the Sunnah and Seerah of the Holy Prophet. Let's first start with the status of mothers and mother in Al-Quran first. We have already seen some words like walidati, Musa, walidat, ummahat, and the words so on and so forth, which all of them refer to the to the mothers. So whether the mothers of the prophets or the mothers of ordinary people. So we see that how greatly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually talks and praises mother of Musa, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to her, that is, wa awhayna ila umma Musa, that is, we have revealed to the mother of Musa. So is it possible for a mother to get revelations? And how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the mother of Isa, the prophet, Jesus, the Christ. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders all the people how to behave your mothers and how to treat your mothers and how to respect them. And it's as if that after the, let's say, submission to Allah's words and orders, it is the time to take, to be submissive to the parents and specifically to mothers. In chapter Al-Luqman and Al-Ahqaf, after recommending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after recommending us to be kind to his parents, Allah talks about the hardship and, let's say, the hardship and the difficulty that mothers took at the time of their birth and even after the time of the birth till the time that they are milking and feeding their kids. حملته أم كرها ووضعته كرها وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة. You see, Allah says that a mother carries her burden with difficulty and with lots of hardship, and all these time is sort of, let's say, hardship and difficulty on the shoulder of the mother. So Allah wants us to compensate. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that beautifully talks about these hardships that mothers usually undertake, it want to tell us that it's a sort of, let's say, obligation on us to be kind towards our mothers. Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
That much about the Quranic verses that we have seen, that how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the status of parents and specifically the mothers. Now let's see and check the Sunnah and the conduct of the Holy Prophet and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. How did they look at the personality and the, let's say, status of mothers? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself not only respected his own mother Amina sallallahu alaiha, but also the ones, the ladies who have actually brought him up. One of them was, let's say, servant of Abu Jahl, and the other one was Halima Sa'diyah. So both of them, and the Prophet actually respected them, and usually Prophet said lots of good words about them, and he remembered them with good memories, and he always talked good about those people. And this is famous that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that al-jannatu tahta aqdam al-umhat, the heavens or the jannah is under the legs and the foot under the feet of the mothers. So when the Holy Prophet of Islam, the greatest role model in this world tells us this is the status of the mothers. So all in all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his book, through his messengers, not only the messenger of Islam, not only the prophet of Islam, but also the prophets of other religions, wants to tell us directly that this is our duty to highly respect our mothers and praise them for all the hardships and difficulty that they have undertook during the time of their pregnancy and the time that they gave birth to us and the time that they milked us. And till today, and till the day of judgment, this is a right and our shoulder that we have to be cautious of. Last point of mine, which is the ending, let's say, point for this show, is the hadith and narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that once he narrates that once a young person came to the Holy Prophet and asked the Prophet of God, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whom should I be kind to? The Holy Prophet said, your mom. For the second time and third time, the same question was asked, and the Holy Prophet said, your mom. And when he asked the same question for the fourth time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered him, your father. So we see, Islamically speaking, from an Islamic perspective, it's a great duty on us to be kind to our mother and to not to even tell them, even ouch, a simple word of, let's say, hatred. So we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be a good follower for these great role models in the world, say from the prophets of all religions, or the Prophet of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.